Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Three Pete Sports Podcast. I'm Mondo. Today, we're going to talk about Star Wars, May 4th, if you celebrated it, how you celebrated it, favorite films, shows, etc. We're going to talk about the NBA possibly restarting. LeBron put out a tweet basically saying that he hasn't heard that the season is canceled for good, that they're going to try and finish this out. And then we're also going to talk about the NFL salary cap taking a huge, huge cut because of COVID-19. So we're also going to get into that a little bit. Like I said, first we're going to start off with Star Wars. May the 4th be with you. Obviously, this is not the 4th. What are your favorite? I want to know, you know, what are some of the films or lore that you really, really enjoy about Star Wars? Me personally, I'm gonna get a lot of flack here. I don't think episodes 1, 2, and 3 are that bad. I think they came out way too long after the original 3, and people had these really high, unrealistic expectations, along with maybe not knowing where they were gonna go or how they were gonna actually act out 1, 2, and 3. So I think he gets a little too much hate. I like them. But my favorite Star Wars movie that I've seen, Rogue One. I haven't seen any movie that I enjoyed in the Star Wars franchise that I enjoyed more than Rogue One. It was so, the characters in there were amazing. The acting was great. And just that story, you know, how it led into, I can't remember if it was, what, episode 4 or 5? I can't remember. But the episode that it leads into, just how it built it up and, you know, laid a blueprint perfectly for it. I really enjoyed it. Prequel films are always like, a real hit or miss. I really enjoyed it. And like I said, that's probably my favorite. That's my favorite movie in the franchise. I saw Solo. Solo was okay. I can't remember who, I saw a couple of my friends tweeting about it saying that it was kind of boring. It was a little boring. It wasn't horrible though. I'm waiting for them to get into some of the, like, more of the lore, you know, more of the origins of the Sith and the Jedi. I know a little bit about it just from the video games and reading that. I personally haven't read any of the books or gotten into any of that hardcore. If you don't want to read any of the books, there are plenty of YouTube videos you could look up and find. That's kind of how I got my knowledge aside from the games. There's cool stuff, a lot of cool stuff. So, just go ahead and, like I said, tweet at us your favorite film or even the animated series. The animated series is pretty good also. I watched a couple episodes. I never watched all of it, you know, from beginning to end. It's a very enjoyable series. Like I said, it was just something I never finished or got into. Now, let's go ahead and move on. We're going to talk about the NBA, not restarting, but the NBA continuing the season and the playoffs. LeBron James basically put out a tweet replying to someone that the season was canceled, that he hasn't heard anything, and the people he's been talking to have no plans of completely canceling the season. So, but that could mean any number of things. That could mean they're not going to play out the remainder of the season. They're going to jump straight into playoffs with the seeding that they have. That could mean they are going to continue the rest of the games and then go into the playoffs. I think that's probably the most unlikely scenario. Or it could just mean they put it on hold even longer, which I personally am a little concerned with. Of course, you know, we want to keep all the players, coaching staff, everyone involved in the NBA that works with and for them. We all want to keep them safe. I don't see it happening aside from that, because then you begin to eat into the next season. Because, you know, reports with COVID-19, they're saying they keep extending it and pushing it back. And, you know, you have some states kind of forcing a reopening. And we're not going to get into all the politics and everything right now, but it doesn't seem like it's something feasible really soon. So, you know, how much further does the NBA push the season back without, like I said, eating into the next season? You know, giving players have had, you know, a little bit of rest now, but maybe even more rest than they, you know, their typical summer workouts, summer regimens, their actual rest. I wouldn't call this, yes, it's, of course, they haven't been playing. This is kind of different, though. I wouldn't consider it like, oh, yeah, they're not doing anything. They're just relaxing. They're doing the regular stuff. No, I'd say it's affected a lot of their workouts as well. Of course, you're going to have the big top-tier athletes, the stars that are going to be able to do their workouts, get this and that, have access to it, no problem. I personally can't say the same for, the six men, 8, 9, 10th, you know, the bench, a lot of the smaller players whose names you don't hear as often. I don't know how this whole thing has affected them and how they, how they're going to, you know, work out and do this and do that. So, like I said, I personally don't, I don't know. It's this whole thing is really crazy. Like I said, we're not going to do a really, really deep dive into, you know, states reopening, states closing, case numbers, deaths. Maybe we'll get into that in another episode. But sticking to the NBA, like I said, I don't really know, you know, okay, where are they going to play all their games? Are they going to have them in one set location? That makes sense, but is that something that all the players in the playoffs are going to be on board with? A lot of them might not want to do that. A lot of them might be as much as they are competitors, and, you know, of course they want to play for their chance to win an NBA championship. I know that for some of these guys, probably for most of them, their number one concern right now is keeping those they know safe. And yes, this is their job, but, you know, this isn't really something that should be taken lightly. So you have, okay, where is this going to be? Are you going to have each team hold their games in their normal stadiums, or are you going to move it to maybe a college stadium? Or, like I had just said earlier, is it something that you, okay, we're going to go to, let's just say Florida. We're going to hold this in Florida. All the teams are going to stay out here for the duration of the playoffs. We're going to run games. Are we going to do it, you know, in a different state? Are you going to actually, how are you going to stagger the games? Are you going to do as many games as you can in one day? How's the film crew going to be set up? How are the games going to be called? Are you going to have DJs playing music? You know, there's a lot that goes into it that I'm sure the NBA is doing their best to try and figure it out, but I'm not sure that they do have it figured out. And also, too, you know, the NBA Players Association, they hold a lot of weight, and if they don't like how things are being ran, you know, it's the ball's in their court, so to speak. So, well, it's going to be interesting to see, when it's all said and done, how they're going to hold the playoffs, where they're going to hold them, and, you know, are they going to change the format, too? I don't think they would. They possibly could, just, you know, given these circumstances. Maybe they don't do best of seven for the first round. You know, maybe they kind of go back, turn back the clock a little bit, and they'll do best of five for the first round of the playoffs. Maybe they don't give certain teams, maybe they don't do, I forget, what is it? Is it if it's every other day off or every 2 days off? I forget how it's actually formatted. Like I said, there's just a lot of unanswered questions, you know, and it's really going to be interesting to see how they handle it. And I want to hear more from the players. The players have been relatively silent on this. Me looking on Twitter and Instagram, I see LeBron kind of being the lead spokesperson, saying, hey, you know, we We're not trying to cancel the season. We're going to try and play this out. But I personally would like to know, and I'm sure y'all would too, what do the players think? Are they cool with just, you know what, we can like cancel this. You know, we can just roll into next season. Because like I said, I know most of these, you know, players, staff, workers, their concern is just keeping their friends and families as safe as they possibly can. So, like I said, it's just, these are really, really strange times. And we're going to have to wait and see what their plan of action is, formatting and everything. And then I had someone bring up another good point. How much weight does a championship have under these circumstances? Do you hold it to a lesser value, the same? I don't think anyone would, but do you even hold it to, you know, you give them a little bit more props than normal given the circumstances? I personally can see the argument for it not holding as much weight. Number one, the season didn't finish playing out the regular season, and there were a couple teams, I know in the West for sure, you know, anywhere from the 5th or 6th seed to, you know, 10 to 12, it's only a hand, you know, maybe a 3 or 4 game difference max. That could be something that people are going to mention. I personally, the Pelicans were out of the playoff race. I saw them sneaking in and making a little bit of noise. So I think that's one reason that you would maybe not totally discredit, but be like, yeah, they won the championship, but, you know, they shut down the season, they ended it early. Okay. Then you also get to count the amount of rest that players got. You know, perfect example, Brooklyn, they're in the playoffs. I'm not sure for Durant's timeline, but, you know, Kevin Durant might be back in the picture for the playoffs. Kyrie might be back in the picture for playoffs, depending on, like I said, when they plan to do this. You know, that's, I can't say unfair. I'm trying to think of how to phrase it. It's weird. But that would be another reason, like, yeah, them dudes were healthier. Everyone was fully rested. Players that were in, you know, there's a lot that goes into, nah, it's not as important. It's not as prestigious as winning it during a regular full season. Then the arguments for, yeah, it holds the exact same weight. You could argue that because there aren't fans, you know, there are some players that perform better. Let me rephrase that. I know most of the players do perform better when the fans are involved and they can feel that energy. And some players get a boost, you know, all this and that. But I think it might be a little bit more difficult without the fans there. Because then, like I said, I imagine they'd have people calling the game. I imagine they'd have to have like a DJ or something, you know, playing music or doing this and that. So I don't think it'd be completely empty. But like I said, no crowd, no cheers, no boos, none of that. I think that might be an argument for winning the title holding the same weight. It's hard. Just imagine yourself playing any sport, football, basketball, where there's supposed to be a crowd, and you're in a hardcore competitive game, and it is just dead quiet. You hear people on the court, the ball dribbling, maybe the announcers, that's it. That's really strange. And, you know, especially for a lot of these players. Another reason it would hold the same weight is because, well, I used it as an argument for it holding less weight, but now everyone is at full strength. You don't get to hear the excuse that, oh man, if so-and-so was 100%, it would have changed the series. Oh, if so-and-so wouldn't have got hurt, man, you know, it would have been totally different. There is none of that. Everyone's rested. Now, it is on the players. They have to, you know, they have to have been keeping themselves in shape and, you know, making sure they're not getting rusty or losing feel. Because even though they're professionals, that happens to any and everybody, any sport, any profession. When you're not, if you're not working like you normally would, and it's not, I'm not knocking any of the players, but I'm definitely sure there are some of them that are not doing what they would normally do if they were, if the season was still going on and playoffs were still going on. Like I said, I'm 100% sure that's not the case. So it's, like I said, that's on them, but you don't have that, oh man, he wasn't healthy, who would beat y'all? Oh, he was kind of hurt, he wasn't playing 100%. Everyone's going to be healthy and rested. That would be another reason as to why it would hold the same weight, you know? Personally, I can't think of, I'm trying to think of a reason you would say that it holds more weight than even a normal championship title. I can't think of any reasons. I'm really trying, and I thought about it before we started recording. I just can't. I really can't. I can't come up with a legitimate reason that people would say, you know what, man, this championship they had when, you know, when the coronavirus was hitting everybody, that was probably the biggest championship, and it holds more weight than any other one. I think the only way you could say that that is the case is if it was like a super, super underdog team, like an 8 or 7 seed that ended up winning the whole thing. I think that might be the only instance you can say that their championship maybe holds more weight. Even then, it's not even more weight. It's just, I don't know. Y'all go ahead and tweet at us if you can think of a legitimate reason that this championship win would hold more weight than a regular championship win. If you have a reason you think it would hold more weight, hold less weight, or you think it's about the same, go ahead and let us know. We want to hear from you guys. Now, the last thing we're going to talk about is the Adam Schefter. I forgot what podcast he was on. He reported that the NFL salary cap could take a hit the upcoming season anywhere from $30 to $80 million. That's insane. $30 to $80 million. Just think about your quarterback position. $30 million? That's a contract right there. Right off the bat. $30 million. $80 million? That's crazy. It's like I said, all of this, if you still haven't wrapped your head around how much this pandemic has affected just everyone everywhere, this definitely should be able to help you get a better perspective and understand, like, holy shit, $30 to $80 million. That's not chump change. That's a lot. Don't quote me on it. I'm not sure what the actual salary cap is in the NFL. If I'm not mistaken, is it, like I said, y'all, please correct me, please. Because like I said, I'm not sure. I think it's around 200 million. I think it's somewhere around there. Not sure. So let's just roll with that. 200 million. If it's 30, that's 170 million. And if it's 80, shit, that's 120 million. That's the new cap. And I don't think, and you know, the NFL Players Association, they've never really stood in solidarity with each other and made a stand and say, hey, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. They don't really have anything to do. I mean, they could all try and, you know, they could try and do a lockout. I don't know if they do that. But that's just, like I said, if you haven't understood the severity and just how much this virus has affected the way we live and the way things work and all of that. My NFL fans, my big time NFL fans, NFL lovers, that right there, anywhere from $30 to $80 million off the salary cap. And this is an early prediction. It could be more. We don't know. And then, you know, we've been talking about the NBA and how it affects them. How does this affect NFL? You know, we saw the draft. They drafted. It was different. How does this affect, you know, camps? How does this affect preseason? How does this affect scrimmage? Like, this, it's a trickle effect. We still haven't seen how it's going to affect the NFL. The NBA, we've seen it because the NBA was in season and they were about to roll into playoffs. We've seen the effect it had on them. And they still, you know, some organizations were, well, let me take that back. I don't know if it was on the organizations or the agents. Not all of the players received their full checks. I'm going to double check that and come back on the next episode to see if I'm speaking out of my ass or if I'm right. From what I remember, I do remember reading that not every player received their full check because of this whole pandemic. Like I said, I could be wrong. I'm going to double check. Y'all correct me. But I'll double check and we'll rectify. If I was wrong, we'll rectify it in the next episode. So yeah, we're going to have to see how it's going to affect, you know, training camps, workouts, scrimmages, preseason. We're going to have to see. And then also, too, for just like the NBA, NFL stadiums are bigger. How is that going to be playing in a stadium that big with, you know, nobody? But also, we don't know. Maybe we won't have a vaccine by the time NFL season rolls around. Maybe we'll have a treatment. I don't know. I can't see into the future. I hope we have a treatment. That would be great for everybody. We could get back to some level of normalcy. But I can't see into the future. I don't know. They're still studying this virus and figuring things out. So it's just going to be, really, really interesting to see the effect this is going to have on the NFL and the NFL season. You know, like I said, these are just early reports. These are just ideas. We still don't know how they're planning to move forward. NBA, you know, we can get a little bit of a better idea. Stadiums are smaller. It's not as popular as football. There's not as many players and coaches and staff that are involved as NFL organizations and the NFL. So it seems like it would be a little bit easier for the NBA to kind of maneuver this and that and try and, okay, we're going to finish out the season. We're going to roll into the playoffs. The NFL, it's a lot harder just because of the amount of people that are involved in it. You know, just the roster itself. Then you have coaching staff, trainers. You know, it's a lot more people. Because, again, you know, these players and NFL, they're worried about everyone's safety and, you know, transmitting this back and forth. So it's, like I said, it's a lot. They're going to have a lot more trouble than the NBA will. And as you can see, the NBA's had a lot of trouble because it's been, what, about 2 months? So we'll see how the NFL is going to handle salary cap cut, you know, preseason. We're going to see how they handle all of that. That's going to be, I'm really, really interested to see what's going to happen. I know it's going to be a big blow. Like I said, NFL is the biggest sport in America. I love basketball. It's not the biggest sport. NFL is still king. It's number one. So, like I said, it's going to be, we're going to have to wait and see how all of that's going to play out. You know, like I said, training camps too. I don't see them holding training camps. I really don't. Like I said, but maybe we won't have to worry about any of this. Maybe we'll find a treatment soon, or another country's going to find a treatment, and we can start getting back to a certain level of normalcy. Since we're on that, I know a lot of states and cities are opening up or doing soft openings. Please, 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 I'm pleading that y'all be smart and be safe. Follow the science. Don't just go by, hey, we're open. Everyone needs to get back to living. No. I know everyone wants to get back to normal. Believe me, I do too. But you need to be smart. You need to just wait a little bit longer. Like I said, follow this. We're not getting into the politics today. But follow the science. There's a lot they still don't know. And if you're paying attention to the increase in cases and the number of deaths, they haven't slowed down. In fact, in a lot of these states that are doing these openings and soft openings, they're starting to pick back up. So yes, I know you're dying to get back out and go eat a meal at your favorite restaurant, go do a little shopping. I know, me too. I'm going crazy inside the house. But like I said, please, for your safety, for your family safety, your friend's safety, wait a little bit longer. Just please do. The more that we can get people to just stay inside and kind of wait this out, the quicker we can try and find treatments, the quicker we can try and work on a vaccine, the quicker the case numbers go down. So we need to, like I said, I know it's been rough, but let's just, tone it down, be smart. Let's be safe. We made it this far. Hey, we've made it this far. You know, what's another month? And then look at it like this. A lot of people have been saying this. I kind of agree. How many other times are you going to have the opportunity to kind of be at home, those who are non-essential, to be at home? And not really have to worry about and do too much. And since we brought them up, I do want to shout out all the essential workers for all the work they've done. Nurses, doctors, those who work at grocery stores, fast food, janitors, those who are actually, providing us with our produce, our meat, our vegetables. Just, they really are heroes. And I just want to take this moment to thank them for everything they do. I would hope they could somehow get an increase in pay, especially during this, since they haven't already. That would be perfect. They definitely need it. So yeah, like I said, I know it's been a little difficult, but let's be patient just a little bit longer. Because if everyone starts shooting out, like some of these states have been doing, all these cases and everything are going to go right back up, and then they're going to start shutting things back down. So before I leave, I also wanted to do a couple of local shout outs. I'm going to try and do this segment at the end of every episode. I'm going to take, some artists, people that do podcasts, music, have businesses. If I like your product, like what you're doing, I'm going to go ahead and give you a shout out. First off, I'm going to shout out to, my friend Mikey with his podcast, 123 Mikey Go. Talks about a little of everything. Does some wrestling talk too for all my wrestling fans out there. Go give him a listen. I'm going to drop the link to his Twitter and his podcast in the description and on my Twitter page. Next, I want to give a shout out to this clothing company based in Dallas, Texas. Actually, Oak Cliff, where I'm from. DTX Light. The company is actually called Lightwork. That's the Twitter page. I'm going to drop it. It has some really neat designs. I'm actually waiting on I placed an order. I know orders are slow from a lot of businesses, big and small. because of what's going on. As soon as I get my order in, I'll take a picture, I'll put it up on my page, and I'll let you know the quality of the product. It looks good. I like the design. I bought it. And then last but not least, local rapper Ricky Blue. I'll drop a link to some of his music and some of his music and his social media. Great artist in Dallas. Dallas has a lot of really good, if you're into rap, hip hop, Dallas really has a lot of great artists. They just don't really get exposure because there's some weird, like, there are these little groups and cliques, and they try and kind of keep each other out and not support each other. I don't know all the details because I'm not in that scene, but that's kind of the gist of what goes on. They need to figure that out, man, because Dallas really, really has some talented artists. Like I said, we're going to keep this this segment up, and we're going to, every episode, we're going to give you a couple new, like I said, it could be a business, it could be a podcast, it could be a musician, a painter, just anything that I genuinely like. And I'm going to support, give a listen, give money to, and that's what we're going to do. So, like I said, Ricky Blue, I'll drop a link to some of his music and his, I think he has an Instagram, but his Twitter for sure. So, like I said, I'm going to have all of that. If I don't have it in the description of the episode, I'm going to drop it on the podcast page. So that's it for today, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed. Y'all stay safe, be smart, wash your hands, keep your hands off your face, and stay blessed. Have a good one.